Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm so glad that you can join us today as we talk about a very unique and special subject, one that you may have not even heard of before. We're talking about childhood emotional neglect, or CEN, as Dr. Janice Webb calls it. Dr. Janice Webb knows that it's possible to recover from childhood emotional neglect and lead a connected and fulfilled life. And I wanted to have a conversation with her about this subject, and maybe it's something that you can look further into after we talk and find out more about what Dr. Webb is doing to help those with childhood emotional neglect. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Dr. Webb.
Well, thank you, Mark. I'm glad to be here.
You have been recognized and featured by many publications and television, radio outlets. You've had a lot of opportunity to spread the word about childhood emotional neglect, haven't you?
Yes, I have. It's been quite a privilege to be able to talk to so many people about this topic that is just lives very close to my heart and is so important to me to let people know about.
Let's start, Dr. Webb, with your background. What led you to be a psychologist and pursue this line of work?
Well, it's kind of funny. Even when I was a kid, I said I wanted to be a psychologist. I'm not sure I even knew what it was, but I never wavered on that. I think it's just who I am at my very core. And so I'm very glad to be a psychologist. It's probably the most rewarding work that I can imagine. And, you know, I've worked in lots of different settings with people struggling with many different kinds of problems. And to me, it's just a really great way to make a difference in people's lives.
Did you have anybody around you that was already a psychologist who influenced you, or did that come later on after your childhood?
That came later on. I think I just, I had an example of a psychologist. This is kind of funny, Bob Newhart show, but he was a psychologist living in Chicago, and I was very taken with his job when it would show him working. I thought it was the best thing, and I thought that's what I want to do when I grow up. That was my example. It was a TV example.
Wow. How about that? And, people go into law enforcement and they become nurses and all other professions because of television. I myself became a police officer after watching, several programs growing up, like the Andy Griffith Show. So I can relate to that.
Oh, you did? Oh, that's funny. Okay.
But emotional neglect, in a lot of ways, the opposite of mistreatment and abuse, as we get into this subject, parental acts. You talk about emotional neglect is a parent's failure to act. And a lot of times we're not going to know, because I've even read that it's invisible, unmemorable, and the absence of something. So we're searching, we're trying to figure out what is wrong with me, what am I missing, and why do I not feel like I fit in?
Yes, that's exactly right. If you think about when a parent abuses a child, that parent is doing something to the child. But emotional neglect is very, very invisible because it's a parent failing to act. So, for example, if a child is, comes home from school and they're sullen and they seem to be in a bad mood, if the parent doesn't ask the child, hey, you seem a little off. Did something happen at school today? And if the parent doesn't acknowledge it or sends the kid to their room or treats the child like their feelings, like the child's feelings are an imposition or a problem or a choice, the kid is choosing to act this way, then that does damage. So really it's through the asking and the attending to the child's feelings that childhood emotional abuse is prevented.
And it looks like what we would have to talk about is the fact that this is a cycle, because if a parent is neglecting the child, then that parent most likely had some neglect as well, and it continues, because if the child experiences that neglect, then that child offers that to their child, and then their child offers it to their child, until someone steps in and says, hey, wait a minute, I need to be able to ask these questions and keep from being an emotionally neglectful person.
Exactly. And this is why I always tell parents, if you start to realize that maybe you've been, missing your children's emotions and not doing all the right things with them, please don't be upset with yourself. because, or feel guilty, because this is something that just passes down automatically from one generation to the next, because we all tend to treat our children the way that we were treated growing up. And it really is only possible to change that by conscious choice. So if you don't know that there was anything wrong with the way you were raised, but your parents were blind to your feelings, then you grow up with a blind spot to your feelings and also to your children's feelings. And then, you know, you don't ask them about their feelings. You don't teach them about their feelings. And they grow up with the same blind spot, and it goes on and on and on. And that's just how it works. It's not the fault of the parent per se.
Right. And when I see my own example of my life, and my dad was an alcoholic, my dad also was an abuser, and those are things that I witnessed as a child, and I wouldn't have thought about emotional neglect necessarily. I just looked at it later on in life at this point to look at it as childhood trauma experiences to see that type of violence in a household. But there obviously is emotional neglect that goes along with that, because the person is addicted. They're addicted to a substance that's causing them to not be meeting their potential that they should. And then the domestic violence, which obviously being violent toward another person, witnessing that, they're not responding emotionally in a proper way to another person.
That's right. And a child growing up in that situation, you know, your feelings aren't going to be noticed or attended to. So yes, that constitutes trauma and it constitutes abuse, but also there's the underbelly of that, which is the emotional neglect part that often gets missed. Even therapists miss that because, you know, if you grow up the way that you did and you go to a therapist, the therapist will likely talk about, you know, what went wrong for you and what your parents did, but what they very well might miss is what they failed to do for you, which is, you know, notice what you were feeling and address your feelings through all of that.
And through your books and your materials, you're here to say that hope is not lost, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the most important things about childhood emotional neglect, is that people who grow up this way can absolutely change that for themselves. It really is a matter of changing your relationship with your own feelings. And whether you're a parent or not, if you change your relationship with your own feelings, it will trickle down when you do have kids. And if you have children now, it will affect the children that you have now.
And that's good news, because as I think about those who've gone through this and don't quite know what has occurred in their life, because as you say, it could be a silent killer for a person as an adult when it comes to relationships, and then how they handle children, how they handle their marriage partner. And we're talking right now, people who are listening, they're not children for the most part. I don't know that I have many children that are listening to my show, but they're people who have gone through childhood and now they're still wondering what's going on in their life. And it's affecting their marriages. It's affecting their raising of their own children, and maybe even how they even interact with their grandchildren if they're older.
Yes, it really does. It can affect every relationship in your life. And there are so many people who grew up in emotionally neglectful families who have no idea that that happened to them. And so then when they grow up and they get married, they may not have those emotion skills that they're going to need in order to be able to, you know, share their feelings with their spouse, either through words or even just feeling comfortable being in a warm moment with a spouse, or knowing how to express being upset or angry or hurt. It's hard to know any of these things and how to do them if you grew up in a family that really didn't deal with emotions and really didn't teach you about emotions. You know, it affects your marriage. It affects your friendships. It can affect you at work. It affects your parenting. It really can take its toll on how you just feel in the world. A lot of people who grew up this way have expressed to me feeling like there's just sort of a gray cloud hanging over them all the time.
Yes.
And it really is because they've pushed their feelings away. because that's what they were taught to do as a child. And if we don't have access to our feelings, we end up in kind of a place where you just kind of feel like something is missing. It's just not right for you. Other people are living a more bright and connected or more vivid life than you are. And you just can't figure out what the problem is. And it really is just because you don't have full access to your emotions the way that you should.
You're talking to me, Dr. Webb, and I have gone ahead to Amazon and purchased Running on Empty and Running on Empty No More as well, because I want to immerse myself into what you're describing when it comes to childhood emotional neglect and figure out how that can help me. And I know there are others right now who are listening that maybe the bell's going off in their head and they're thinking, wow, that may be what I've been feeling. Because mm-hmm. that gray cloud is the very thing that I feel every day, seems like. What is my, and I wonder, you know, I jotted down a few words and I'll look them up real quick. The other day I was just putting words down on paper and just trying to figure out and decipher what this means to me. But the words like acceptance and approval and sense of belonging and validation of my existence and admiration and seeking out from these words, seeking out certain feelings from people and hoping to get approval from people and a sense of belonging, because I feel separate from people a lot of times and don't feel connected in a way that other people feel connected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really, when you're growing up if your parents are not in tune with your emotions and they're not validating your emotions when they're raising you, it's like they're ignoring the most deeply personal biological expression of who you are, which is your feelings. And when you grow up with your parents acting like your feelings don't exist or aren't important or are a problem or an imposition, it teaches you that you are a problem and an imposition and unimportant or irrelevant. And most people who grow up this way on some deep level feel these ways about themselves and end up going forward really just trying hard to prove that they are important, that they are relevant. And that's a really difficult thing to strive for. We should all start our lives with those things assumed and not feel like we have to put so much effort into proving it to ourselves. It's hard. It takes a lot of energy.
Exactly. It sure does. And folks, right now we're talking to Dr. Janice Webb. She is the author. I mentioned a couple of other things about her, but she's the author of Running on Empty, Running on Empty No More, 20 plus years in the business of psychology. And she has focused her work on childhood emotional neglect, or CEN as she's trademarked, the subtle, invisible, and unmemorable. But it has such a powerful effect on us. And if you'll stick with me, we'll talk about the programs that you offer. We'll talk some more about the books. Okay, Dr. Webb?
Sounds good.
Excellent. I hope you'll stick with us too, folks. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Cullman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm so glad that you've been able to join us today to listen in on this conversation with Dr. Janice Webb. 20 plus years in the psychology business, working with people to help them to open up, to find some of these subtle, invisible, unmemorable feelings that they have deep inside and described as childhood emotional neglect. And we've talked about this in the first segment about the emotional neglect and how it can be passed from parent to child and just a cycle that can happen. And I'd like to welcome Dr. Webb back to the show. Welcome, Dr. Webb.
Thank you, Mark.
I want others to be thinking about themselves while we talk, because I like to be open with my listeners and my followers. I've talked about depression that I've suffered with, anxiety, other issues that I've dealt with, and tried to just let them know that they're not alone, because a lot of times people encapsulate themselves because they feel like it's a battle that they don't have other people that are out there fighting it. And that can be very hard when you feel like you're carrying this burden by yourself. And if you look around and people are honest with themselves, you might find that there are more people who are affected and would say, yeah, you're not alone in this boat. There are other people who are going through the same thing.
Yes. And it feels so lonely to feel that you're the only person who feels a certain way. And I think the thing about childhood emotional neglect is that there are so many people who grew up this way and all are experiencing the same kinds of things, but they just don't know it. And I think once you know it, it gives you a chance to really work on this and accept it as this is, you know, there's nothing wrong with me. What's wrong is what I didn't get to learn as a child, and I've been living without all these years. And a lot of other people have this too, and it can be repaired.
I don't know when you first put pen to the paper, but Running on Empty, I believe, was written in 2012. Is that correct?
Yes, it was published. Yep.
How long did it take you to get that book written?
I would say 2 years. But I was also working full-time and had 2 small children at the same time, so it was a lot.
Right. Now, when you first started and you're thinking about what do I want to help somebody with and think about the steps, the process to get someone to realize, first off, we have to realize that we've suffered from childhood emotional neglect, right? That it's something that has affected us, and accept that.
Yes, that's right. That's the first step.
And then from that point, being able to do what? To make what move in our life to be able to overcome it?
Yeah. The second thing after accepting, okay, I believe this happened to me, and if you can also start trying to think of ways that it may have happened in your life and really kind of own it as the problem, the next thing that's a most powerful, it sounds so simple, but it's not as easy as it sounds if you grew up with childhood emotional neglect, for a lot of people anyway, is to change your relationship with your own feelings. And that means instead of viewing them as either irrelevant or annoying or a sign of weakness, as perhaps you always have, start getting curious about your own feelings. And start, it's really like an emotional training course to learn how feelings work and why you feel certain ways and when you feel certain ways, and to be able to name the feelings that you're having. And feelings and thoughts are two different things. So a lot of people who grew up with CEN can easily share their thoughts, but if you ask them what they feel, they'll tell you a thought. So really trying to learn emotion words and start to use them more, and also just start noticing when you have a feeling. CEN people often are unaware when they're having a feeling. It's not that you don't have feelings, that you just are disconnected from them. So it's kind of like if you can visualize drawing a line between your head and your heart that connects them and communicates back and forth, so that when you have a feeling, your brain is aware of it and is able to think about that feeling while you're feeling it. So it's really just building a series of skills in which you're aware of your feelings, able to name them and understand them and consider them in a way that you haven't before. That goes a long way towards healing the emotional neglect that you grew up with.
And I'm sure if there are those listening who are older, even like myself, if we think about where's the hope for me, and I know as I looked through your website, I found one individual who was 65 years of age who benefited from one of your programs, and it's good to say it's not too late and think about, well, we're not so hardwired that we can't overcome this.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's, and you know, I think a lot of people really underestimate the power of their own brain and central nervous system. There's so much research that we can literally alter our brains when we really want to. We can change and learn, and your brain actually changes physically when you change things about your life. And this is one of them. You can absolutely heal. And I've had people in my programs all the way up to 80, maybe even past that. But I think it's, you know, I hear from people of all ages who are addressing this and finding it to make a major difference in their lives.
I want people to take a step if they've listened today and they feel like this is something that has affected them, childhood emotional neglect, to go to drjanicewebb.com. That's JoniceWebb.com. And there you have resources. It's not just something that people have to pay for, but there are programs, and you also have free CEN recovery training videos to watch. You have in-depth childhood emotional neglect guides, in-depth guides to childhood emotional neglect. You also have Fuel Up for Life program. You have Healing Emotional Neglect with Your Partner, Secrets of a Healthy Relationship, and all of these where people can immerse themselves into more information to find out if this is something they want to pursue. And then, as I mentioned, your books, Running on Empty and Running on Empty No More. Is there anything that you would like to add that's available for people right now?
I don't know if you mentioned the CEN test. It's really for people who want to find out if this is something that they grew up with, especially since you can't really remember it usually. It's just a 26-question yes-no question sort of test, and it gives you an idea of whether it affects you or not. And once you take the test, it also you'll receive my newsletter after that, which has every blog I write will come out in it, and lots of free, helpful information. Lots of also free blogs on my website that you can learn more.
Yes, I saw many videos that people could watch, and I do want people to go to that website. And it's very simple. When you get to drjanicewebb.com, you can go to CEN questionnaire. As soon as you click that, it'll say take the CEN questionnaire, and then you can put your email address in, and then that's when you'll be able to take the questionnaire, and then also, like you said, receive the semi-daily newsletter.
Right, and also you can just go to emotionalneglect.com, too. It's the same thing. It's a little easier to remember than my name, which is kind of complicated.
Excellent. I'm glad you said that. Emotionalneglect.com. That is much easier.
Yes, yes.
Dr. Webb, it's been a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today. I hope that this conversation is helpful to someone. It's been helpful to me, and I appreciate you taking time to join me on the show today.
I hope so, too, Mark, and thank you so much for having me.
You're most welcome.
Thank you.
Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Please let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. Of course, I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.